From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump has ended 5 years of uncertainty over his views about President Barack Obama's birthplace. Speaking here in Washington Friday, Mr. Trump said that President Obama was born in the United States. Trump blamed Hillary Clinton for starting the controversy during the 2008 election when she was running against then-Senator Obama.
President Barack Obama was born in the United States, period. Now we all want to get back to making America strong and great again.
Numerous media outlets have investigated the allegation and found there is no evidence to support it. Clinton, also in Washington Friday, dismissed Trump's efforts to raise questions about the president's birthplace.
His campaign was founded on this outrageous lie. There is no erasing it in history. Just yesterday, Trump again refused to say with his own words that the president was born in the United States.
President Obama addressed the issue on Friday, telling reporters at the White House that he would have no further comments on the matter.
I'm shocked that a question like that would come up at a time when we got so many other things to do. Well, I'm not that shocked, actually. It's fairly typical.
Mr. Obama produced his birth certificate back in 2011. It showed he was born in Hawaii on August 4th, 1961. For more on this story and the rest of Campaign 2016, visit our website. This is VOA News. The Obama administration is warning Russia that its military cooperation in Syria will not go forward unless humanitarian aid begins to reach Aleppo and other besieged areas. Secretary of State John Kerry phoned Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov Friday and said the United States has concerns about the repeated and unacceptable delays of humanitarian aid. A State Department statement said Kerry emphasized that the United States expects Russia to use its influence on the Assad regime to allow the deliveries to move forward. Meanwhile, UN trucks packed with supplies for civilians trapped in the city of Aleppo were still stuck at the Syrian border Friday. Jens Lerka is with the UN Office for Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs.
The first 40 trucks, as we heard yesterday, are loaded with food for some 80,000 people for a month. And we really, really want to get it to eastern Aleppo.
Overall, a ceasefire has broadly held since coming into effect on Monday evening, but both rebels and the regime have accused each other of violating that truce. Al-Shabaab militants have captured a key Somali town near the border with Kenya. Residents in El Waq told VOA's Somali service that heavily armed Al-Shabaab militants attacked the area from two directions late Friday and are now in control of it. Witnesses say at least four people, including two soldiers, were killed when they were caught in a crossfire near a military base. Immediately after entering El Waq, Shabaab fighters attacked the government base on the southern side of town. Witnesses say they saw Somali government soldiers fleeing across the border into Kenya. At least 23 people were killed and 30 others wounded when a suicide blast ripped through a crowded mosque in northwestern Pakistan Friday. Pakistani officials say the bombing happened in Mohmand Agency, one of seven semi-autonomous Pakistani districts near the Afghan border. A spokesman for the Jamaatul Ahrar faction, a splinter faction of the Pakistani Taliban, took responsibility for the bombing. He said the bomber targeted the mosque because members of a pro-government tribal militia named the Peace Committee were among the worshippers. A Swedish appeals court has upheld an arrest warrant for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange on rape allegations. The court decision clears the way for Assange to be questioned in London next month. Assange has repeatedly denied the allegations that he raped a woman in 2010 and tried several times to have the case dismissed. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.